episode 2265, A Good Measure.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day. It's Inspiration Motivation Day, and I hope you are ready to wear your smile on your face and have joy in your heart. It's all for a good measure. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. This verse comes from Luke chapter 6, verse 38. It says, "Give and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you." Today is an opportunity for greatness, but it must come from a generous measure, a good measure. You know, I was just kind of out and about yesterday. I went to go pick up my daughter and son-in-law at the airport, and obviously my grandson too. And we were driving back home, and I was just watching how other drivers were reacting to the traffic itself. We were returning home during rush hour traffic. And you could just tell by the drivers that were extra generous, giving space for other cars to merge. And then there were others that were just so mean. Like, oh my gosh, if I'm not here and you're going to come into my space, well, then we're going to have another issue. And then you'd have those wild ones that are driving, you know, just sporadically and no, they just need to not be driving, honestly, but that's for another episode. And I was like, is that how we are living our lives? With a recipe for disaster? Do we sit here and really become so self-centered and so selfish that we forget that we are to be givers, that we're to give with a generous heart, and that we are measured from how we measure others? One thing I know is difficult for us to really stay out of, and that is the ditch of comparison. We can get trapped in it all the time. And I know coming off of a Monday, you're probably like, yeah, well, I was there. I wish I would have been doing that. And if only I could have done that. But here I found myself stuck in the ditch of comparison. Rise above that which falls around you. We can become too focused on what everyone else is doing that we lose sight of what we need to focus on. So we have that comparison. And then you see, when we get into that comparison, we begin to get what? Greedy. And we think, oh my gosh, I can't let go of anything. Because if I let it go, somebody else is going to take it from me. And then it won't be mine. Your days are numbered. So ignite your greatness within by giving to others generously. A good measure. Now that verse that I read to you at the very beginning, Luke chapter 6, verse 38, came from the NIV version. I want to read to you the Message version. And it's Luke 6, verses 37 and 38. And it reads this: "Don't pick on people, jump on their failures, criticize their faults, unless, of course, you want the same treatment. Don't condemn those who are down. That hardness can boomerang. Be easy on people. You'll find life a lot easier. Give away your life. You'll find life given back, but not merely given back with bonus and blessing. Giving, not getting, is the way. Generosity begets generosity." A good measure. How are you measuring your neighbor? How are you measuring your coworker? And then in turn, how are you measuring yourself? You see, sometimes we get so caught up in what we don't have that we forget that we are to be generous because of what we do have. Give. Give with a grateful heart, a cheerful heart. Don't sit there and be stingy. It's not time for that. The world has enough of that. Back on the highway, driving home. It was very interesting because there were a couple accidents on the way. And at one point, we were passing three police officers' cars on the left side. And there was only one car that was there. And I'm like, okay, obviously it was serious enough. We needed three police officers. And then I thought, you know what? In actuality, they probably only needed one. But the two other officers were there to serve their fellow officer, a good measure. It's very interesting how we can be so quick to take for ourselves but not give for others. And I'm not saying that you need to give beyond what you can. We all have our limitations, whether it be emotional, financial, spiritual. We can't give all of us away, but we all have something to give. And so on this Thankful Tuesday, I want you to be generous. Come with a good measure. Give when you can. Maybe it's holding the door open for someone. Maybe it's simply saying hello to a neighbor or a stranger, having a conversation with someone that maybe you never would have had a conversation with, but because you smiled and paid attention, they felt seen. They felt loved. You see, you have so much to give. Don't hold back. A good measure comes back. So give generously. Generosity begets generosity. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Go out today, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.